White Bird of the Oxenhams.
I am the white owl. I fly, well soar silently, over the vast land of Dartmoor. I am like a ghost drifting through the effortless midnight sky. Not to brag, no offence, but you guys could do with a flying lesson or two. Speaking of Dartmoor, I will tell you the tale of the White Bird of the Oxenhams. Let us begin.
My stick's faster than yours, Bertram.
Yeah, but mine's even faster.
I'm always the slowest.
Ah! Something just flew over my head.
Me too. Did you see it?
See what? Oh, yeah. Over there. It's a huge barn owl. You know, I believe it's foretelling of the future. I wonder what our future will be like.
Church in South Taunton.
Yes, and we'd best bring along George and Henry to greet our guests.
I'll wear a pretty brooch and a white dress.
I'll wear a black coat and tails and a white shirt.
Have you invited Uncle Fred?
Yep.
Bertram, are you okay?
Help! Help! Help!
Are you okay, Miss Oxenham?
We heard you shouting.
It's Bertram, he's hit his head.
He's heavy.
Yes, he is.
It's not good news, I'm afraid, Margaret. Bertram has damaged his brain and cannot speak, and he may have some memory loss.
Oh, Doctor, this is Bertram's cousin, Mary.
How is he?
Not doing very well.
Your cousin has damaged his brain and may suffer a little bit of memory loss.
And he can't speak.
Is there anything you could do to make him better?
There's nothing I can do for him. Only look after him.
You don't have to. I'll look after him.
Thanks, Mary.
Oh, hello, John. What a surprise. I wasn't expecting to see you today.
After what happened with Bertram, I couldn't possibly think of you all alone, Margaret. How is he?
Oh, John, unfortunately he's not recovered from the fall. I fear he never will.
Well, I'm sorry you have to go through this. Will you accept a request to extend our relationship so that I can comfort you at this difficult time?
Of course, we can definitely be friends.
Well, I look forward to spending more time with you. As it is a lovely day, will you come out on a walk with me now?
Of course. How could I possibly decline?
I feel bad.
What about?
Bertram. I wish he hadn't had the accident. You see, my heart is still with Bertram, but I know I can't stay with him. I am very fond of John now, though.
You've got to stick to your dreams.
I know, but I don't know what to do.
If you ask me, I'll say your life would be so much better if you stayed with Bertram. But I cannot make your decision.
How is your day, Margaret, dear?
Fine. Why'd you ask?
Nothing, just to start a conversation, I guess. But have you noticed recently how much we've been seeing each other?
Yes, I have. But why are you asking those questions?
Hey, look at the ponies.
John, seriously, why?
Well, I have a question to ask you. Will you marry me?
I'll consider my options. I'll give you my answer as soon as possible. Mother! Jenny! Come downstairs!
What happened? I told you about shouting, Margaret.
Sorry, but...
What did you want?
Well, John has proposed to me.
That's great, darling. That is so, so lovely. Especially because Bertram is so unwell and can't provide you with anything.
But Mother, Bertram is still my childhood sweetheart and I adore him greatly.
Why don't you go and see Bertram again before making a complete decision?
Margaret, Bertram is feeling much better. I'm so happy you've come to see him.
Thank you for your invitation, Mary.
Come, he's in his room. Bertram, Margaret has come to see you. Can we come in?
Yes, come in.
Hello, Bertram.
It's so nice to see you.
I'm so glad you're feeling better.
I've been dreaming about us playing in the stream as children, Margaret.
Oh, Bertram, how I miss those days.
Yes. Who is this, Mary?
Bertram, dear, this is Margaret.
Who?
I have some news for you.
Well, go on then. Tell me.
You might want to sit down, Bertram.
I've sat down. Can you tell me now?
Margaret is going to marry John Roxon Cave.
But I thought that our love would last forever. This can't be. You must have misunderstood.
I'm sorry, Bertram, but it is true.
Well, can you ask the family, please, if I can have an invitation to the wedding?
I will ask them.
I disapprove of their relationship and the suddenness of their decisions.
But dear, it would be such an opportunity to get Margaret's mind off Bertram.
Bertram still loves her, though. It would be rude and selfish just to think of our daughter's needs. Think what he must be going through. She has betrayed him in accepting the proposal.
Darling, it's going to be good for everyone. Our daughter won't be happy sitting every day of her life with Bertram indoors. She'll be happy with John, I promise.
I suppose you're right. Our Margaret needs to be happy.
Mrs. Oxenham, there is a young lady here to see you.
Who is it?
Let them in, Henry. Thank you.
Hello, Margaret, Mrs. Oxenham.
Mary?
Hello, Mary. How can we help you?
I've been asked by Bertram to come visit you. He has something he would like me to ask you.
Oh, how is he, Mary?
He is okay, thank you. But, Margaret, he wondered if he would be able to come to the wedding.
Oh.
Of course, Mary, you must both come. Please let him know we will be happy to have him as our guest.
Thank you, Mrs. Oxenham. He'll be very grateful.
Oh no. Oh, it's the white bird of death. Jane!
William, what is it?
Jane, I've just seen the white bird.
Oh no.
Jane, will everything be okay?
I can't make any promises, William.
But what about the wedding tomorrow? What about Mary? Jane, what about her?
Everything will be okay, William.
You don't know that. What about Bertram?
Perhaps we ought to uninvite him.
George, Henry, can I have a word with you?
Yes, Mom.
How can we help you, ma'am?
I need you to make sure that Bertram doesn't come into the church.
But I thought he was invited, Mrs. Oxenham.
He was invited, but something has changed my mind.
May we ask what has made you change your mind?
Mother, please, no, let Bertram to the wedding, please. He'll be very upset. Surely you'll listen to Margaret, please.
I'm sorry, Jenny, but no.
But why not?
I said no!
When are we there?
Soon.
Is that it?
Yes, it is.
Let's get out of the carriage then.
Hello, we are here for the wedding.
I'm sorry, Miss Murray.
Why are you sorry?
Well...
Well, what?
Well, you're not on the guest list.
Why?
But we were invited.
Mrs. Oxenham does not want you to come in.
But we have the invitation.
I'm sorry.
This is ridiculous. Let us in.
What's going on in there? Father, what has happened?
Bertram, he has...
Yes, what is it, Father?
He has killed Margaret. And then himself.
No!
But that is too horrible. Why? Why would he do that? And how?
He grabbed her brooch pin and stabbed her with it. And then himself. I've been waiting for the white blood all my life. And now it has taken a very precious thing at a very precious time. My daughter is dead. Why does my family have to have this curse upon us? Or maybe the white barn owl was not a ghost bird after all.
I am the white owl. I fly like a snowflake falling to the ground to catch my prey. I am as silent as the moon drifting across the effortless black sky. It seems like our story has come to an end. And remember, folks, watch out for the white bird.
Thank you for listening to our radio play version of The White Bird of the Oxnams. The Barn Owl was played by William Rumford. The Doctor was performed by Sam Cook. Margaret Oxnam was played by Caitlin Jacob. And the role of Bertram was performed by Liam Sutton. Jenny Oxnam by Megan Roos. Jane Oxnam by Emily Hartnett. William Oxnam was played by Xavier Davy Wright. And Henry by Michael McComb. And George by Finlay Dwyer. Mary was performed by Ella Jones and John by Daniel Gillett. Music was composed and conducted by Ella Jones and Caitlin Jacob. The White Bird of the Oxnams was written and recorded by pupils at Hatherley, North Taunton and South Taunton schools, supported by Med Theatre.